Hi, and welcome to this podcast from SearchManufacturingERP.com. I'm David Essex, the site's executive editor. Cloud-based financials entered a new phase this year as major ERP vendors SAP and Infor both unveiled a new type of streamlined, integrated financial software designed to run on smartphones and tablets. Meanwhile, Workday continued beefing up the financial side of its cloud suite by adding composite reporting that allows analytics on combined HR and finance data. I caught up with analyst Brian Summer at the Inform 2014 conference in New Orleans to get his take on Infor's Cloud Suite financials and what it means for users and competitors. A former director of Anderson Consulting's Software Intelligence Unit, Summer is founder of the consulting company Techventive and its research arm, Vital Analysis. Brian, I know that you have quite a few opinions about how this fits into the competitive landscape and what this all really means in the financials and the cloud world. Can you tell us what you're thinking about this?
Well, for the listeners, this was a big announcement. It was big because it's very large in scope. This isn't just like a new ledger. This is a whole suite of financials. Mm-hmm. And unlike so many of the products that many people probably listening on to this podcast have, you don't have any of the separate sub-ledgers like you have an accounts payable sub-ledger, accounts receivable sub-ledger, fixed assets ledger. All those are gone. Everything now resides in a single in-memory transaction database. And this is a rather radical departure from all the dozens of different kind of products that financial products that Infor has in their existing product suite. So if somebody was on Elavon or the old Walker system or Bond, or Lawson, whatever. This is a completely different new suite of products, and it shares a lot of like architectural characteristics akin to what Workday has available on the financial side. And both Workday and Infor are targeting their products to go after large enterprises. They'll do very well in the mid-market, and they'll do well for divisions of large firms, mm-hmm. but it's clear this is targeted for the big end. So this is a new competitive space now.
Recently, you and I talked about the recent Workday announcements, the reporting feature
Workday
that
23,
they have.
Yep.
Yeah, and they've been trying to beef up their financials for a number of years now. You see this as Infor's attempt to kind of go after Workday to some degree?
The comparisons will be there. There's no question about that. And they actually have a built-in budget development tool inside the Lawson Financials product, which Workday still needs to finish on theirs. So there's, you know, I'm sure we're going to hear those comparisons. But I really think the competition is going to be defined not between Infor and Workday, but between those two firms and all the rest of the market for the most part. What's happened now is these two companies have sent a very clear signal in the market that what buyers need, what buyers want, and where technology has moved is that we don't need or want old-style accounting systems anymore with sub-ledgers and hard disk storage. Everything now should be in a single transaction database in memory, instantly accessible and capable of powering through both transactional data and big data and everything else all in one convenient spot. It's a different market, I think.
A few months ago, SAP introduced Simple Finance, and they've been talking a lot about analytics and trying to show some HANA-driven analytics mm-hmm. in the financial side. How do you think what Infor announced today and what Workday is up to might compete or not with what SAP is doing?
I think they came at it from maybe a different direction. SAP already had some assets, if you will, from Business by Design, yep. and they also had the HANA platform and the in-memory capabilities as well. The By Design folks had already figured out that they could get rid of sub-ledgers and the like, and by doing things in memory, they could dramatically improve the performance of these applications. I'd say it's different. It is different. It will be competitive. But I think the real deal is right now the marketing momentum and the market interest, I think, right now probably favors Workday at the moment. Infor will probably try and grab a fair share of the attention. And the job is really up to SAP to really make their Simple Finance product something that everybody in the world wants to get.
Infor has a lot of legacy systems. They're sort of famous yep. for that. They have a lot of folks that are doing their financials in Lawson and a bunch of other different brands. What does this announcement today mean for them?
I wish more of the Lawson customers heard the announcement today. That's one issue. But But I think what they're going to realize is while Lawson's going to continue to support those existing products, but it is going to present a fascinating choice that those customers are going to have. They could continue to keep going along with some of the older, either on-premise or the new, you know, Ion-based, you know, variants of these products,
yeah,
and maybe move them into the cloud. But the differences architecturally and functional capabilities are going to be so pronounced. I mean, a lot of the Infor customers are going to be having to look really long and hard about, do I even continue with some of these older products? Some of the products that they have, like Walker Elevon, were strictly financial software products. And they essentially can now be completely replaced with this new financials cloud suite product line that Infor's announced. And they should. They really need to move up there. Infinium had some human capital stuff in between the Infor Cloud Financials and the Infor Cloud HCM kind of solutions. They should be able to, you know, every Infinium customer could move to this new solution set. Their businesses and their would be far better served with these newer products than they would staying on some of the older stuff. There's a lot of those out there. A lot of different product lines have financial modules, and every one of those product line customers is going to have to start thinking about, I don't think, should I make the change? It's when I make the change.
Infor has been really moving ahead with a cloud strategy, social media interface and Mingle, and doing a lot of other things. And then this week, yesterday, they announced the XI. I don't know if you'd call it a platform, but you'd call it sort of their own strategy for, or their own standard for what a cloud application should be, according to Charles Phillips. How do you feel that today's announcements of these impressive-looking HCM and financials in the cloud, what does that say about Infor's cloud strategy and some of the more platform-oriented things that they've been talking about?
Well, the first thing people have to realize is that, this is a big ship with a lot of moving parts going on in there, and each product line has its own direction. They've got a micro-vertical strategy underway as well that's still got a ton of momentum behind it, and more investments going there. And they've got these like cloud suite solutions and these broader horizontal deals. I tell you what, every customer needs to have a long sit down and think about their long-term IT strategic plan and figure out which components of the new Infor strategy they're going to actually utilize. But more to where I think you were going with this question, Infor's put a lot of money around things like Mingle and the like. They've built a lot of this platform stuff out there. And I think the question you got to ask is, they've done all the social mobile cloud things. They've now got a lot of the vertical stuff in there. The next deal has to be more fully exploiting big data analytics and in-memory technology. And then right behind that will be another wave coming, and that's the real conversation, which is around like video and a whole slew of new technologies that they haven't said a word about. And I've tried getting answers out of
Chuck
and others.
I've heard you ask that, yeah.
And I can't get that answer yet, but I suspect they're doing other things in their skunk works.
Well, I guess that does it, Brian. Thanks for your time today.
Always a pleasure.